This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In Pakistan, there are reports today suggesting that intelligence agencies are getting closer to apprehending Osama bin Laden. Information recovered during the capture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, said to be the third man in the al-Qaeda organization and the described mastermind of the September 11th attacks, has perhaps increased the chances of finding Osama bin Laden. The New York Times this week reported that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed said that he'd met with Osama bin Laden in Pakistan just a month ago, which fans speculation that the elusive al-Qaeda leader might still be in Pakistan and might be running out of time. And Piers Michael Sullivan reports from Islamabad.
Here in Pakistan, rumors are far more numerous than facts when it comes to information about the whereabouts of bin Laden and other al-Qaeda members. This week's visit by CIA Director George Tenet, which followed the arrest of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, fueled speculation that Tenet was here because bin Laden's capture was imminent. It didn't happen. Then yesterday, several Pakistani newspapers carried stories of a U.S. raid on an al-Qaeda hideout along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border, a raid in which 9 al-Qaeda members were allegedly killed and several more captured. A few hours later, the Home Minister in Pakistan's southwestern province of Balochistan said that 2 of bin Laden's sons had been detained in that operation, including his eldest son, 23-year-old Saad. Saad, too, is wanted by the U.S. government. The Pakistani provincial official, Sanaullah Zeri, said the attack had taken place just over the border in neighboring Afghanistan. U.S. officials in Washington, however, flatly denied the claim, as did senior Pakistani officials. Pakistan's presidential spokesman, Major General Rashid Qureshi.
We did hear a rumor yesterday that there was some official in Balochistan who had said that some operation had taken place inside Afghanistan, where the U.S. forces with Afghan forces had rounded up a few people. We have no information of the kind. There were rumors floating around that there was some operation being carried out on the Pakistani side also, which was incorrect. There was no operation of the kind inside Pakistan by anyone.
No military operations, perhaps, but it is clear that Pakistani and U.S. intelligence operatives and paramilitary forces have stepped up their activity along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border since the capture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Residents on either side of the border where the U.S. raid was alleged to have taken place say planes repeatedly dropped leaflets in the area yesterday, reminding residents of the $25 million reward for information leading to bin Laden's capture. U.S. and Pakistani officials say Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's capture has yielded a treasure trove of information, and it has also led to frenzied speculation that bin Laden is somewhere close. In an interview with CNN, Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf yesterday said he doubted bin Laden is in Pakistan. But the stepped-up activity by intelligence operatives and the leafleting campaign suggest the U.S. is aggressively pursuing leads on bin Laden's whereabouts from information provided by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Pursuing those leads before the information goes stale and bin Laden's trail goes cold. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.